Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can't stress this enough. Congrats to all the 2020 high school seniors that had a really weird, surreal senior year. It's sad. And we want to show you some love with our senior selfie, our salute to high school seniors. It's on our website, 937thefan.com/seniors. Brought to you by Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, Always Best Care, St. Vincent de Paul, Omega Federal Credit Union, JP Roofing, and Carlow University. A former NHL GM going to join us next hour, plus Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager. His latest comments from his radio show today on baseball's return. From time to time, we like to have fun with Twitter. This poll question that just went final, Chris, elicited one of the closest photo finish poll results in Pony and Mueller history.
Twitter does suck for the most part.
Yes, it does, Ron. Actually, no, it doesn't. I like
What's
Twitter.
What's Ron talking about there?
He's on Twitter all the time, posting Seinfeld quotes and retweeting pictures of cats playing
that
with
yarn. Unfollowing people he thinks or he claims that are his friends, being unblocked by _BigBen7. Ron loves Twitter.
Twitter poll question for our listeners was the following. Pittsburgh, if the NBA is the first team sport back, will you watch it with great interest? Over 4,000 votes. Yes. 50.1%. No. 49.9%.
Is that the closest vote you've ever had?
Yes. And let's hear some of the responses, Chris. James tweets in, Pony Mueller, I'd trade the Penguins for the Charlotte Hornets. And it wouldn't matter if they were ever good. Boy, was the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket in the mid-90s the coolest thing in the world?
It was on the team picture for the in-demand starter jacket. I felt like the Michigan Wolverines one was a big one. Charlotte Hornets.
Craig, growing up at Gateway, you got on the bus with a Charlotte Hornets teal and purple jacket. You announced your presence with authority.
You walked onto that bus like you owned the place.
you were marking your territory. You might as well have been lifting a leg while wearing the jacket.
Milo writes in, guys, it's the best run league, the NBA, the best product, and the most well-known stars. The best part, the correct team normally wins the title.
I agree with that. I think some of the stuff, like Durant going to the Warriors, really upset the balance of power in the league, and I get the complaints that usually only like 3 to 5 teams have a realistic shot at winning it, but otherwise I agree.
Will writes in, the NBA, soccer, and tennis I can do without. I'll continue watching marble races or cornhole tournaments until hockey, baseball, or football is back. I will confess, those marble races are fun, and I'd love to find a way to bet on them.
I would not bet on a marble race. The marble doesn't.
Have you watched them?
Racing. Yes.
They're unreal.
I understand. Well, they're only unreal because the guy doing commentary is always like fascinating and hilarious, and the fact that they name the marbles is amusing. By the way, this poll question and some of the results to it, although when I take credit for it being slightly over 50% yes, because when I actually gave it a straight retweet with about an hour and a half left in the poll, no was at a solid 51%. So I think a Mulsey switch happened where my followers massed. But Pony, this poll question and some of the responses that you're reading prove to me that if you're like making a list of what is a Pittsburgh sports fan's favorite thing to do on Twitter, there's a couple. You point out that Tomlin won with Cowers players, right? You pretend that you're personal friends with every Penguins player. You very loudly announce that you don't watch the NBA and never will, and then you say that a new stadium on campus would fix Pitt's problems. Those are, I was making a list just because I was thinking of people demonstratively saying they don't watch the NBA, a favorite Twitter Pittsburgh sports fan pastimes, and those were the four I came up with.
If the NBA is the first team sport back, will you watch with great interest? Johnny says, I'm desperate, so yes. T says, not interested. Corey says, NBA is the worst pro sport.
Why? What is so... Explain to me what's bad about it. Like, other than you just... It's like the sports fan equivalent of virtue signaling in this town. You have... If you're a Pittsburgh
sports fan... We don't have a team. That's the answer. That's the long and short of it.
Like, here's what I genuinely wonder. Answer me this, in your opinion. I mean, you've always cheered for New York City teams, where the Knicks, you have made the case that they're actually the favorite.
Yeah, but I hate the Knicks, and I've never liked the Knicks.
Whatever, I get it, because everybody roots for them, though, in that city. There's no, like, split with the Nets. If the Penguins had left for Kansas City 20 years ago or thereabouts, Pony, and Pittsburgh had somehow been awarded an NBA expansion team, that had any success whatsoever. Not a championship, but success. They'd made the playoffs. They were the equivalent of the Memphis Grizzlies. Hard-nosed, whatever. Do you think that people here would like it?
Yes, I think it's the same way Seattle right now loved basketball, and now they're having to embrace hockey because they're getting an NHL team. And you want a winner team to fill the void, and you want another pro team in your town to rally around, and so that's what's happening. Would Seattle prefer an NBA team? Sure. But they'll take the next best thing.
What if they called the new Seattle hockey team the Supersonics?
That would be pretty cool. I think I'd have a job for somebody in the building, too, if that were the case. Victor writes in, maybe the playoffs I'd watch. It would be nice to have any sport back other than golf or NASCAR. I think they'll go right to the playoffs, so you're in luck. Let's see here. Out of Here writes, of course I'd watch. This is why it is important for the NHL to be first. Because people are going to watch something in regards to sport.
I think that's a good point, actually. And it's one that I've made about the NHL before, but I think that's right. I think framing it as Pittsburghers would watch a sport they normally wouldn't or a league they normally wouldn't is a good way of kind of putting it out there.
William writes in, I wouldn't watch the NBA if it was in my backyard.
Sure you
I'm going to call shenanigans on that one. Something
sure
tells me
would.
If William walked outside with a nice cold one, and saw LeBron James dunking on James Harden in his backyard, he'd be like, okay, not bad.
Yeah, if Giannis was just like a 7-foot dude was just shooting threes and then like doing off the backboard dunks, you'd be like, eh. Honey, get the cornhole boards out. I want this guy out of here.
Go Tigers 412 writes in, the NBA sucks, and so do all the overpaid athletes that play it.
I wonder if that person would say anything like that about hockey.
Sap writes in, strange thing, and I can't really explain it. I love college basketball, same for high school, but I can't sit and watch an NBA game.
Never understood that. Never in a million years have I understood that take. So you like watching people who are objectively much worse at the sport than the best people in the world play it. In any arena, does worse execution equal better product? No. Come to the light, people.
If
Giannis played in college right now, he would average 70 points
a
game.
I like college basketball more than the NBA, and I know that it's an inferior product because there's more.
Why?
Because I've got more skin in the game with college basketball. I think when you go to a high school game, you have great rooting interest in because it's your hometown. You feel a certain way about it.
Do people say that about college hockey and high school hockey?
No, because, well, maybe they do with junior hockey in some places. They probably
in
do.
Canada, maybe.
Yeah, we're not Canada.
But
Riley
writes
in, Chris, Andrew, I just watched a documentary about the Penguins' journey to the Stanley Cup in 2016, so no, I won't watch. I miss the Penguins. To which Stash writes in, no one asked you, Karen. Now, what is going on? What is going on with this Karen thing? Can someone explain to me, Karen, why is Karen now in everybody's vocabulary? And I see Karen this and Karen that everywhere.
I think it's become shorthand for the kind of woman who goes into a place of business and gets very angry and demands to speak with the manager.
And Karens have been disparaged.
Karen's the name that has been thrown under the bus for this particular thing. I do find it funny, I'll be honest, and maybe it's because I've just heard it so much, but it sounds right to me. Like it sounds like they picked the correct name for this phenomenon. The problem has been trying to find the male equivalent to this because obviously there are plenty of guys that behave this way. So far, I've seen it called like the male equivalent. I thought of Corey too, but Chad has been the big one. A bunch of Chads and Karens out there.
Pony Chris, will I watch? Yes, with great interest, probably because I'll be betting on it. I like that answer.
There's a nice, honest answer from Craig Riley.
Last one. Hard to find a city who cares more about not caring for the NBA. It's very weird.
Hear, hear. Who sent that one?
Chris Muller, PGH.
No, no.
All right.
I do think people here just love to tell you. It is a favorite pastime of people in Pittsburgh. They love to tell you how much they don't watch the NBA.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.